an important one, certainly in terms of the timing and the context in which all these various challenges and opportunities are lying before us. So while the theme of the focus on dealing with issues around gender and the empowerment of women and looking at issues relating to challenges facing women on this continent and the broader challenges of the 2063 agenda need to be addressed, those broader, complex, contextual, long-term objectives need to be addressed, but through the lens of some immediate challenges on the continent relating to a number of very specific crises as they relate to conflict and political crises in various parts of the continent. But there's also some good stories, of course, or some positive news stories, particularly the Nigerian election story, which is a shot in the arm in terms of what we can learn from that process as well. So, yes, it's an important process, Blessing, it's in terms of a marker in a longer journey, and of course getting indicators of where the African Union leadership stand on controversial issues such as the third term concerns. And so it's important to read what the Union says, but also what the Union doesn't say. One reads the silences as well as the utterances.
Lastly, your assessment of Mr. Mugabe's leadership so far?
First of all, one mustn't judge the African Union by virtue of the rotating chair. Mr. Mugabe has actively flown around, but it's not been a chairing of the African Union that leaves particular memories of achievement. But of course, we're only halfway through his tenure, so who knows what remarkable contributions he will be able to make in the next 6 months.